Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Welcome
Jesus.
Welcome to Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry.
Thank you, Lord.
We're living in excellence. We walk in expectation.
Thank you, Lord.
Join us now while Pastor Carson
Thank you,
Harris
Jesus.
Brings us a word from our Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. It's prayer time. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Son. Good morning, Holy Spirit. The people of God say good morning to you, our Lord. Good morning to you, our Savior. Good morning to you, our covering and our keeping. We ask you to have your way in our lives this morning, oh God. We ask you, oh God, to keep us and to cover us, oh God, to reach down with your hands, oh God, of protection around the people of God, oh Lord, our God. When we in awesome wonder, we consider all the worlds that your hands have made, and we know, oh God, that those same hands that have created the world, that have made the worlds around us, those same hands, oh God, hold us, oh God, keep us, oh God, protect us, oh God, have your way in our lives this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Set us aside, oh God, that your word may go forth, oh God. Give the people an ear to hear, O God. Open their hearts and minds to receive, O God. Let nothing of ourselves come through, God, but everything from you. O Holy Spirit, anointing of the Most High God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Have your way in our lives this morning. Father, have your way. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, God. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. You are the potter, and I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will, Lord. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Somebody needs to give in to God this morning. Have thine own way, Lord. Wherever you are, sing it with me. Have thine own way. You are the potter, and I, God, I am the clay. Mold me in your manner. Mold me and make me after thy will, Lord. While I am waiting, yielded and still. Hallelujah. Come on, give him a praise where you are this morning. Thank you, God. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. You are the potter this morning, God, and I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will, God. Oh, God, while I am waiting, God, yielded and still. Amen. Give God a praise wherever you are this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah this morning, Father. Have your way in our lives this morning, God. Have your way in our lives this morning, God. We relinquish all authority of ourselves unto you, Most High God. Let us, oh God, oh God, ring out the words, oh God, for your ears, oh God, and your heart and mind, oh God, that you might see fit, oh God, to bless the people through the word, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We give ear to you this morning, oh God. We relinquish, oh God, everything of ourselves, God, and we ask you, God, to move, oh God, as only you can this morning. Oh God, because you know us, God. You know us, God, more and better than we know ourselves, God. Thank you, Lord. This morning, God knows. God already knows. Whatever it is, God knows. You know why? Because he already knew. Amen. Thank you, Lord. If you're doubting this morning whether God loves you or not, whether God knows you or not, whether God sees all about you or not, you don't have to wonder. You don't have to doubt. Amen. Because he does. God knows because he already knew. He made you. That's how he knows. He created you. That's how he knows. He knows all about you. That's how he knows. A creator knows the very work of their hands. Amen. God knows because he already knew. Amen. He already knows. Thank you, God. Thank you this morning. As a woman sits and crochets and pulls together the yarn. Amen. When she went to pick out those colors, amen, she already knew, amen, what she wanted that creation to look like. God already knew what he wanted you to look like, amen. As she begins to crochet and the patterns come together, she already knew when she looked at, oh my God, the directions, when she followed the chart, she already knew when she looked at the picture of what the end should be, what she wanted it to come together to be. God already knows, all right? Because he already knew. He knew when he picked out your colors. He knew when he picked out your personality. He knew when he picked out what your voice would sound like. God knows because he already knew. Amen? Thank you, God. So if you're doubting, in doubt, don't doubt that God already knows what you're going through. God already knows what you're dealing with. God already knows what your end is going to be. Amen? Because he already knew. Amen? Nobody had to tell him about it. He already knew. Amen? Thank you, God. Come on, Jesus. Come on, where you are. Come on, we're going to look at Psalms 139, 1 through 14. Amen? Thank you, God. Psalms 139, the first through the 14th verses. And we're reading from the NIV version this morning. It says, you have searched me, Lord, and you know me. Psalms 139, 1 through 14. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. Thank you, God. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there, your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me. Even the darkness, God, will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you, God, why, how? 13th verse says, for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. 14th and final verse there says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. The word of God for the people of God. God knows because he already knew. For you created my inmost being, that 13th verse says, you knit me together in my mother's womb. I told you he already knew. He knew your DNA before they knew there was such a thing as DNA. He knew how to identify you before the crowds came in. Amen. Thank you, God. You think about someone trying to identify someone in a crowd. God can go into crowds of millions and point you out. Amen. Because you were fearfully and wonderfully made. You were his most intricate creation. Amen. God knows because he already knew. I praise you, God, because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen. Your works are wonderful. So if you're doubting whether you're wonderful this morning, know that the word of God declares and declares decrees, thank you, Lord, that you are wonderful. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I don't care how ugly they made you feel. I don't care how bad they made you feel. I don't care whether the words they said hurt you deep on the inside. The word of God says, I praise you, God, because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. Somebody needs to look in the mirror at themselves today and understand that you are the works of his hands. And you need to declare and decree to yourself, oh my God, before the Lord, God, your works are wonderful. And I know that full well. So again, if you're doubting this morning, who God is in your life, how God has created you, why you are the way you are, understand that God knows because he already knew. Let's talk about that DNA that God puts together. Let's talk about that yarn as he chose your colors. He chose your personality. He chose what your eye color would be. He chose the length of your hair, or he chose for you not to have hair. He chose the shape of your nose, the fullness or not of your lips. He chose your vision, amen, how long it would last. He chose your teeth, amen, how long they would stay. He chose, amen, the color of your skin, amen, that it would remain as you are unless he changed it, amen. He chose your footsteps, amen. He chose your route, amen, the journey that you would take. God knows. Because he already knew. As he was bringing that yarn together and that needle was steady working and crocheting through and pulling that design in place. Thank you, God. I watch mother sometimes when she's crocheting, or my sister sometimes when they're crocheting, and they're counting. They're counting because there's so many notches they have to do before they can move for that pattern to change. God intricately designed you as he began to, oh my God, interwork your very being in the womb of your mother. He already knew what your design was. He already knew before you were even a thought, an imagination. In your mother's womb, he already knew the design that he had picked out for you. God knows because he already knew. Why? How? For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you, God. God knew the design he had for you. He knows the plans he has for you. Not plans to harm you. Y'all know I had to go to Jeremiah 29:11. But plans of hope and a future. God knew this. He already knew that the day, that this day that you are in, that you are rejoicing in, he already knew. Whatever is coming this day, God already knows. He does, because he already knew. Before we got to today, God already knew what we were going to face today. Amen? Somebody might say, I have some blemishes. I don't seem perfect. Things don't seem to be going that well around me. I've had some good times and some bad. I've had some hard times. I've been abused. I've been misused. Somebody might say, was that God's plan for me? The word of God says, you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well. Well, I have to tell you, there are some blemishes, but not because of God. The design that God created us in, he created us to live, people, and not to die. God's creation was for man to live and to praise him. Oh my gosh, we already know that thing called sin. It caused us to be separated from our creator, amen? Oh my gosh, can you imagine, and I can talk to those who know how to crochet, those who know how to sew, those who know how to put a project together. We're going to talk about things that start. We start off. We start them from the beginning for them to be a certain way at the ending. But then when our hands fail, Jesus. When our thoughts fail, Jesus. When we have to walk away from the job, when we have to go in a different direction from that thing that started in us, and somebody else has to put their hands on it, come on, God, then something changes about the original design, oh God. If I had to pick up and begin to crochet behind somebody who already knows the pattern, already have done 25 rows, and here I come with my non-knowledgeable self, I don't want to read the instructions. I don't want to follow the original plan. You see, I want to come with my own thoughts. I want to come with my own idea. God knows because he already knew. God knows that we got off track because he already knew we would. Once sin entered into man's territory where God has set us up for perfect life. Once sin entered, it disrupted the atmosphere. It disrupted the very things that God has for us. Yes. Now, we may have some blemishes, but we have those blemishes because of ourselves. Yes. We have those blemishes because of the world. Amen. But we are still fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen. Nobody has to tell God what you're going through. But somebody needs to let you know what God is able to do. Amen? Amen. Nobody has to explain to God your path that you took or you went to. He already knew. But somebody can share the route they took with you and help you to get back on track and understand God knows because he already knew. He already knew before you picked up that first pipe. Come on, God, to smoke that drug. He already knew before you took that first drink. Come on, God. You see, his original design had been corrupted. Amen? His original design was, oh my God, set in a place where those things would not have harmed us. Those things would not have come for us. Amen? God knows because he already knew. He already knew Satan was going to try to disrupt that. Oh my God. Which he had done. Thank you, Lord. Nobody has to alert the Father of your whereabouts. He always knows where we are. But somebody can be a witness that God will bring you out of that circumstance. Amen? Nobody has to make God forgive you for your sins. Nobody has to call on God for you. Amen? You fall on your knees, repent, and God says you can begin again. Amen? God knows because he already knew that you were going to get sidetracked. God knows because he already knew, amen, that that relationship was going to go this way and you thought it was going to go that way, amen. God knows because he already knew. Don't be in a hurry to try to move for God thinking God doesn't know. Don't be in a hurry to try to thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Don't be in a hurry to try to do what God is able to do. Amen? Amen. Be still, he says, and know that he is God. Thank you, Lord. Let's look at Psalms 46, 7 through 11. God says, I'll be your strong tower. He'll be your sword and shield. God says, he'll be the one to lift us up. Psalms 46, 7 through 11 says, the Lord Almighty is with us. Amen. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done. The desolations he, God, has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He, God, says this, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. That 11th verse says, the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Amen? God already knows because he already knew. He says, I'll be your strong tower when you're weak. He says, I'll be your sword and shield when you got to wrestle. Amen? He says, I'll lift you up when you're feeling down. He says, I can build you up. But also I can tear you down. Only God is able to do that. Amen. He knows because he already knew. Amen. God already knew that you were going to be listening even to this word at this very moment. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. He's such knowledge is too wonderful for me, God. Too lofty for me to attain, God. In that Psalm of David, it's too much for me to attain. It's too much for my little weak earthly mind. But oh my gosh, I am fearfully and wonderfully made because of you, God. He says, be still and know I'm God. He says, I, God, will be exalted among the nations. You don't have to try to do it. Come on. You don't have to try to force the world to love me. You don't have to try to conquer the battles on your own. You don't have to try to control the elections that are coming up. You don't have to try to get stressed out because they aren't listening or they aren't listening. Amen. Don't stress yourself. He says, be still and know I'm God. He says, follow me, thank you, God, and I will give you rest. He says, give it all to me, and I will give you rest. God knows because he already knew. God knew that the anxiety level of this world would be at this place, this very hour, this very day, this very moment. God knew this before the world was even created. God knows.
Yes.
Because he already knew. God already knew. Thank you, Lord. What the topic of society would be today, just like he knew what the topic of society would be in the 1960s. Amen? You see, we've coined it differently. Civil rights then, Black Lives Matter now. Fighting for this then, fighting for that now. God already knows because he already knew. God already knew before the 1960s, he knew back in when the Israelites were trying to walk away from Egypt. Jesus. And some of them were wondering, should we really go? What's out there? God already knows because he already knew. He already knew that when he poured down manna from heaven, that they would eat and they would become full. He already knew that they wouldn't be contented. He already knew. God knows because he already knew. But God keeps giving us an opportunity to get right with him, to make good with him. Because what God knows, because he already knew, God knows that your soul belongs to him because he knew. Oh my gosh. Oh my God. For you created my inmost being. That 13th verse again. You knit me together in my mother's womb. While you were putting me together, God, you saw the flaws in my DNA. You saw the flaws, oh God, the things that were coming at me from the bloodline. Come on, God. You saw the things that were already housed in that womb with me. But you continue to create me anyway, God. You continue to give me an opportunity to do right, to be right, to get right, God. So I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. You see, God sees you. God knows you. He saw you again from your mother's womb to this current moment. He saw you before you, oh God, before your parents came together, before the two were one, God was already on the throne. God sees you at this very moment. The same way he saw you when he created you. You see, the world might look upon you differently. The world sees your flaws. What God sees is his creation. Even when those hands have knitted together, have made that blanket, have, oh God, come on, mother, help me. When that blanket is completed, that creator knows whether there's a flaw or two that they might have made while they were putting it together. They already know that one notch might be missing. But to the naked eye, to the eye that didn't create, they can't see your every flaw. They can't see what the Lord has done. They can't see the great, wonderful design that he created. Oh, my God. Somebody ought to praise God with me this morning. Oh, my God. He knew this moment in time that you would deal with whatever you're dealing with right now. Even before you sang your first song. He knew your voice would have an anointing. Even before you spoke your first word, he knew that you would begin to speak to the atmosphere, that you would believe God for what God can do and what God has done and who God is. He knew the trip you had to take. He knew every step of your journey. God knows because he already knew. He knew because he planned it. Jeremiah 29:11, there we go again. I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Not plans to harm you, but plans of hope in the future. You see, even when we don't follow the plan that God has for us, God continues the plan as is. He doesn't deter from the plan he has for us. He stays focused, you see. When we lose focus and we step to the left or the right, we step aside, God still knows the plan. Do you know that God is so awesome? You are so fearfully and wonderfully made that God already knew the flaws that you were going to have. He already knew the people that would influence your life, whether it was a good influence or a not so good influence. He already knew the journey you would take. He already knew your every desire, whether you wanted an education, whether you wanted degrees. He already knew whether you wanted to pledge some sorority or fraternity. God already knew how you were made up, what you would be drawn to. God already knew the things that would, oh my God, satisfy your taste buds. God already knew the things that would, oh my God, insult your taste buds. God already knew the foods you would eat, the foods you wouldn't eat, the things you would like, the thing. God already knew that while he was knitting together your colors, come on, your personality. Oh, God, your persona, while he was knitting it together, your family life, God already knew whether he would allow you to be, already knew whether it was in your DNA, whether he put it in there for you to bear children or not to bear children. He already knew those of us who may need to pull in a child, who may not have their mother, who may not have their father. God already knew about the process of adoption. Oh, I give him glory because we're adopted, amen? And I thank God. You see, when somebody, oh God, comes to seek after you, to adopt you, to bring you in, oh, that's a special bond. That's an extra special bond because they chose you. Come on, God. When we birth our children, we don't choose them. God chooses them for us. But when he allows our heart and spirit to be able to choose yet another, he said, I made you in my image. I adopted you. So you go ahead and you adopt somebody. Yeah, because guess what? Whoever you bring in, whoever you adopt, understand that this word applies to them too. Back to that 13th verse. Each one of us can say, whether we are birthed to our parents, whether we are adopted to our parents, whether we are taken in as a side family, whether we come in as what we call in-laws, whether we come in, oh my God, as what we call extended. Each one of us can say, for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. My God. Because none of us came from an egg. We came from whoever our mother's womb was. And whether our mother's womb, oh my God, was ideal for us when we came out, it was ideal for us while God kept us in that womb. God knows because he already knew. While he was keeping me in my mother's womb, my mother may have been going through some things. She may have had some struggles. She may have had some drug addictions. She may have had some abusive spirits. She may have had some depression. She may have had some eating disorders. She may have had some things going on. But in my mother's womb, he surrounded me and kept me. And he kept me. And he kept me. And even when I came out, if I wasn't perfect, maybe one leg was a little shorter than another. One arm might have been turned around. Come on, God. I am still perfectly and wonderfully made. Oh my God, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I am the works of God. Your works are wonderful. I can look. My face may not be as pretty as the next face, but I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You see, the only time we can worry about whether my face is as pretty as his, her face, whether I'm as handsome as he is, whether I'm too tall, I'm too short. Guess what? In God's eyes, I praise him because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And the word says, I know that full well. That means I trust God. I trust God. Says he'll be my strong tower. He'll keep me. He'll be my sword and shield. Amen. says that 11th verse, thank you, God, says the Lord Almighty is with us, Psalms 46 and 11. The Jacob, the God of Jacob, is our fortress. That means he's already been a fortress around me, even in my mother's womb. He's already built up walls around me to protect me in my mother's womb. And even as I peeked out into this world, God already had my fortress set. Oh, God, because the God of Jacob is our fortress. Because he created me, I am created by the fortress. I am created by the strong tower. I am created by the joy. I am created by the hope. I am created by the peace. I am created. The peace of God surpasses all understanding. You see, because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, I am created by he who is God and he alone. Thank you, Lord. He says, be still and know I'm God. Who? He says, wait for me. Wait. Don't worry about what you don't know. Because God knows. Because he already knew. He says in Psalms 27 and 14, he says, wait. Wait for the Lord. And I'm looking at the NIV version first. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Let me say it again. Come on, say it with me. Wait for the Lord. If you're out there and you can type it in, wait for the Lord. Come on, somebody. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and what? Wait for the Lord. Come on, one more time. Wait for the Lord. Don't be in a hurry. Slow it down. Don't worry about what it looks like, what it sounds like, what it feels like. The word says, wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Now, the King James Version of that same scripture says this, wait on the Lord. Now, the old saints know it like this. Be of good courage, and he shall what? Strengthen thine heart. Oh, it says, wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait, I say. Somebody, come on, give me. Wait, I say. Wait on the Lord. Jesus, wait, I say, on the Lord. Stop. When you have to wait, that means you're in a holding place. Sometimes, even in your mother's womb, the doctors had to say, wait, don't come out. Don't come. Don't. Oh, coming too soon. Coming too soon. They're moving too fast. Jesus. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Thank you, God. And then you look around. And those babies that came, what the doctor said, or see, that baby came when God said, come on. Amen. That baby moved when God said, move. Amen. But he says, I'm that fortress. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Amen. I've already got you covered. I'm already holding you. Amen. Wait. When you wait, means you have to stop. Look. Listen. Be patient. Wait. Some of us don't like to wait. Let's just wait for a few moments.
Jesus.
See, some of y'all want me to keep pushing right now. Jesus. God said, wait. Just hold on a minute.
Oh, Jesus.
Listen. 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 Listen for a moment. Listen. When you wait, you can hear God. When you wait, God is steady turning the wheels to put you back on track. When you wait, he's already showing you how to get back to the plan he already had for you. When you wait, he's already trying to show you the route to take because you took the wrong road. He's trying to get your internal GPS going. God provides services. That's your GPS. God provides services. That's your GPS. When you wait, wait, I say, on the Lord. While you're waiting, he says, be of good courage. And he will strengthen you. Well, see, when you wait, sometimes it seems like it's too long. When you wait, sometimes it seems like you're getting down. Things are not going right. When you wait, sometimes. You hear me saying sometimes it seems like? Because that's why he says, be of good courage. Because while you're waiting, your heart going to need some strengthening. While you're waiting, you're going to need to be pushed a little bit. While you're waiting, you're going to need to be encouraged. Amen? While you're waiting, and it seems like I done interviewed for this job 5 times and I don't have it yet. While you wait, I say, I done going from job after job looking and looking, seeking and seeking. I want this one, God. When you wait, you might have to see some of those jobs say, no, this is not for you. But what you hearing, instead of you hearing God say this is not for you, what you hearing is the people saying we don't want you. But God saying, wait, God knows because he already knew. He's saying, wait, because the one I want you to get is coming, but I need to have you walk this path, you see. So when you've gone through those 6 or 7 interviews and they've told you they didn't want you, when you get the number 7, Jesus, number 8, that new beginning, when you get to the one that God had planned for you, yes, you'll appreciate God even more for it. Amen?
Yes.
God knows because he already knew. Come on, give God a praise. Amen?
Amen.
Wait
Amen.
On the Lord and be of good courage.
Hallelujah.
Know that God knows because
praise
he already what knew.
Praise
Wait, I'm telling you, I say on the Lord.
Mm.
If somebody has already planned out the construction of the building, planned out the developments of the road, created the business plan for the business, already set up the plan for you to go to college, already put the finances aside for you to buy this, you want to purchase your home, if you've already gone through the route and things have already been set in place for you, the realtor has done their job, and you've done yours alongside them, you've trust, if it's already done, and you know they say the closing is not going to take place for 3 months, why are you trying to go ahead and close tomorrow? God knows because he already knew. Wait, I say. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Stop trying to deviate from the plan. Because don't forget, that crochet needle is working. It's pulling things together. It's building it up and not tearing it down. It's strengthening you and not weakening you. It's causing you to be wiser,
Jesus,
in your knowledge. It's causing you to stop, look, and listen. It's causing you to trust in the Lord,
Jesus,
with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Amen. Go ahead and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. That's what God has for us this morning.
Thank you, God.
He knows because he already knew. He knows your condition. He knows your situation. God knows because he already knew. God knows because he already knew. Your parent is struggling in the nursing home. God knows. He already knew. He already knew. Come on, God. Your child grew up and went away and won't contact you. God already knows because he already knew. He knew from, oh my God, his intertwining and pulling yourself together. He knew in your creation. God already knows as he was creating you. Every fine line was already laid out. God knows he already knew. But he does say, let your request be made known unto me. So take it to the Lord. And ask him to have his way. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. You are the potter, and I am the clay. Make me and mold me. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. You got to relinquish to God,
Jesus,
and understand.
Jesus.
God already knows because he already knew. Yeah. So you might as well ask him to have his way in your life. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Come on, give God a praise right here.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
He is great.
Praise
and
God.
He is greatly
to be praised.
Thank you, Lord. To be praised. Amen.
Amen.
Have thine own way, Lord.
Yes.
Have thine own way. I'm leaving you with this.
Jesus.
Thou art the potter.
Yes.
God, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. Oh my God, if that doesn't sum up the word today. God knows because he already knew. Have thine own way, Lord. Search me and try me, Master, today. Whiter than snow, Lord. Wash me just now as in my presence, God. Humbly, I bow. Amen. Come on, give God a praise wherever you are right now. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oh, we bless you, God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. If you're there and you're listening and you haven't accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, we extend this invitation from the kingdom of God that you become a part of the kingdom of God. We want you to find a Bible-based church, amen? Wherever you are, find a Bible-based church, amen? Holy Bible of God, God's word, amen? And we pray with you now. Lord, I confess my sins before you, O Lord. And your word says that if I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that the Lord Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, that I am saved. Amen. And you can just go ahead and shout, I'm saved. Amen. Give your life to him right now. For that person that just gave your life to God, your life is just as important to him as my life is to him, as your grandmother's life is to him. Because, oh my God, just to remind you, he says in that 13th verse, thank you, Lord, of Psalms 139, you created my inmost being.
Jesus.
You knit me together in my mother's womb.
Yes, yes.
Just remember from this day forward to tell God, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well now, God. I know, God, that you know, God, because you already knew me before I knew myself. Amen. Give him a praise right now. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Amen. 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 Good morning, Rhema. Good morning, people of God. Amen. We say good morning to you, and we implore you, amen, our givers and tithers, we ask that you continue to bless the ministry as we are able to bless others. Amen. That you go to rhemacfchurch.com where you're able to give. We thank you for joining us live. Amen. We will be on our YouTube channel. And we do ask for our listeners to go to our YouTube channel and subscribe for us. We're trying to build up our subscription. Amen. Our number of subscribers. We want you to subscribe and to share with someone else.
Amen.
Share with someone. Don't keep the word for yourself. Amen. I have to release it. God wants you to release it. Share the word with somebody so that they too might be saved. Amen. Amen. Until next week. We thank God for you. And next week, we want you to go ahead and begin to look back at our brother David, who we looked at last week. Amen. Yeah. We want you to go ahead and read up on David because we're going to go forward. We know we talked about him, how he slew Goliath, but we're going to go forward with the life of David. Amen. Continuing to know that we're going to follow the plan. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Father, we thank you now for this time, O God, for your people. We ask you, O Father, that as we leave from this time, O God, but never from your presence, that you cover us and you keep us in our homes, in our surroundings. And, O God, that you, Lord, continue, God, to bless us because you already know, God, because you already knew. We thank you. And don't forget, people of God, that every person we meet is a prospective soul for the kingdom of God.
Yes.
God bless. God bless. God bless. God bless. See you next week.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. We pray that you have been blessed by the life-changing word from Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry. Rhema is located at 2106 Bonnabella Avenue, Savannah, Georgia, 31406. Join us for worship service at 9:45 each Sunday morning. God bless.